Okay, good evening, everyone, and welcome to ET Healing and Explorations of Consciousness. Sathu runs our end of the show. It's so funny that I love it when he makes me laugh before a show. Good evening, this is Jackie Salvitti, ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness with my wonderful co-host, Veronica Entwistle. Hi, Ronnie.
Hi, Jackie.
Oh, my. So, what an appropriate show tonight. It was not done last week. Instead of tonight's show, the chakra activation technique was done. I hope all of you enjoyed it. For those of you that need the written form, you're welcome to email me and I'll send it off to you. Tonight, are you losing your mind? Yes, you are. And I can tell you I have lost mine totally. How do we function in a paradigm where time and space are speeding up so quickly? And it feels as though you're losing your mind, and you have. The mind that you've come to rely on is changing and shifting, and you're connecting to a higher level of mind, or what you would call your higher mind. This experience is new, it's exciting, and sometimes a little scary. No, I can tell you this one for sure. It really does feel like you're losing your mind as things become more malleable and unstable. And I'm sorry for laughing, but I am living this one, so I do find it incredibly funny. My son called me tonight to see if I had been watching The Voice and American Idol, and he wanted to chat about his favorite performers, and I don't remember a thing, which is really terrible. So, you know, breaking news today, of course, the launch of the North Korean long-range rocket. The squirrel sent this out, just I had gotten it several times today, but I loved her take on it, which failed. And the rocket splintered into pieces moments after takeoff. And the squirrel on the top of where she set it off said, ha, 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 failed or taken out by our ET friends. And I can tell you, they are not going to allow anything that is designed to carry nuclear weapons to succeed right now. They are intervening, and they're not fooling around, because it's too touch and go on our planet right now. And whatever we do here as it applies to nuclear weapons impacts the entire universe. So, not happening, which should make everybody rest a lot easier, no matter what you're hearing. Being out of body, this is part of the phenomena of losing our minds. At least I'm claiming this, because, and it can be very uncomfortable. I personally have never had so much difficulty staying grounded as I'm having right now. How about you, Veronica?
Yeah, I'm pretty mercurial.
Oh, I like that word so much better, Mercurial. Yes, I'll go with that. Ungrounded just sounds so, you know, plebeian. But Mercurial is fabulous.
Sounds like it's an honor of some sort, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? Elegant.
I call it the planet of short orbits. So we have short orbits right now.
Yes, well, yes. And memory can be an absolute challenge for everyone right now. I was talking to our friend Ginger, who channels Galaxis, a couple of nights ago, and she's having such a problem with short-term memory. I was laughing because I am too. And I can go through periods where I'm really sharp, really right on it. And then
actually,
other times,
I am too, and so are some young people I know, so it's not just age, it's what's going on.
Oh, no, no, it has nothing to do with age. It really is. As the time and space are shortening up, and we are having this interesting phenomena of hopping into higher mind. And the channels and mediums, of course, are having the most difficulty right now staying grounded enough that memory is functioning as it should. If I sit down at a computer and I'm actually, you know, communicating with someone that's very grounded, I have no problem pulling everything up. But if you put me on a phone, I can't do it.
Hmm.
Because I'm all over the place. I'm just kind of floating around up there. But if I'm talking...
Hey, Jackie, is this ascension?
Yes. Yes, this is ascension. It is really about being in the now moment. And for those that are big planners, I've been getting messages about planning, you know, do this, do that, plan this, plan. And I just look at the messages and start giggling and think, yeah, right. I'll put that on my to-do list, which I won't be able to find. and, you know, I'll tell you how funny it is, Ranga. I've been trying to order a pair of shoes, several pair of shoes, over the internet for days. I am totally unable to make a choice or a decision. So they're up on my screen, and I keep losing them and have to go back and, you know, put them back in your little purchase thing, whatever it's called. And I still cannot pull the trigger because I go back and think, did I order that? Didn't I? And I'm thinking, this is really pathetic. It's absolutely pathetic. For someone who used to be just really Johnny on the spot, and I could, you know, I could... And when I was a consultant, you know, I was consulting for this group and that group and that, and I'd, you know, go from this to that to the other. Plus, you had to keep record of your time just like an attorney. And, oh, it's so sad. So people really are struggling right now with a lot of decisions about many things. And should I do this or not? Where did the last hour or two go, and how did all that time disappear? I'm hearing this a lot from people where they're like, I don't know what happened to the time. I absolutely do not know what happened to the time. What?
Oh, that sounds like me right now. Wow.
Are you having that same difficulty, honey?
Yes, like somebody's kind of editing time out of the day or something.
Have you noticed your taste buds are changing?
Yeah, actually.
Oh, I'm so glad I'm not the only one. Water, which is pretty neutral, if we're going to talk about. I have noticed that there are moments when I can drink water and it tastes really sweet.
Hmm.
And I've had nothing to eat or anything like that. So it's like, I threw one bottle away because I thought maybe the incense I was burning in that room got into the water. And then I went into another room, I had another bottle of water, and I took a drink of it. It was the same thing. I thought, okay, well, obviously our taste buds are changing as well. So for all of you, you have my empathy. Also, sleep has been a very interesting experience for everyone, I'm assuming. I know for me, I'm having dreamtime experiences with different people that I have not consciously met in this lifetime. And having conversations, and when I awaken, the sentences that I've spoken, the words that I've spoken, are not anything I would normally use in my day-to-day conversations. But they're right in my mind. Have you had any of this, Veronica?
No, but when I don't sleep very well, and when I don't sleep, I listen to old interviews, and my iPhone shuffles them, so I never know what's going to come up. And so I woke up, I was listening to you, that I had interviewed you in 2008, and I think we should do an update. But what was happening in my dreams is I found the date. I was talking to a man and telling him he had to listen to you. And that the date, and it had a perfect date. I told him the perfect date of it, which I had not known, you know. I had to look on my iPhone to get it. But in the dream, I knew, and I told him all about it. And then I woke up, and there it was on the phone. I thought that was pretty interesting. I sat up and went, wow, I hope he remembers.
Well, it is interesting, because what I've noticed is that my dreams are having a different texture. And when I have those,
a different what?
Texture. Uh-huh. When I have those different texture dreams, I know that they're alternate experiences. You know, so I can only assume that we're kind of popping into parallels, where in those parallel experiences we will have met different people than we have met in this one that we're focused on right now.
Well, in that dream, really, Jackie, I felt like I really knew this. Not knew, had met this person. Yes. and I was really helping him out and enjoying it.
Exactly. But not anybody you know in this focused experience, right?
Not at all. And he was very well dressed. I mean, he was like I was at some other place. Yeah.
Okay. I think this is where we're hopping back and forth into parallels.
Yeah, and he was probably coming to see you.
Right. Well, we'll talk about that later.
Oh, dear. And I enjoyed it because it felt like a real visit, you know.
How interesting is that? Well, nothing surprises me. I met a cattleman last night. And
oh, wow.
Another time it was, I don't want to go into that conversation, but it was somebody with an alternate sexual proclivity. And it was really interesting because the dialogue that came from me were not words that I would ever use. It was just very interesting. And, I mean, they weren't accusatory or anything or, you know, condemning. It was just an interesting conversation, and it wasn't, I mean, I wasn't interested in them. It was just a conversation I was having. The cattleman made me laugh, you know, since I don't eat beef. I just remember he had thousands of cattle. But also dressed very well. Now that you brought it up. sightings. We're going to continue to have a number of sightings throughout this year. And then once we turn the corner from 2012 to 2013, they are going to accelerate. So I'm kind of preparing everyone that you're going to hear an awful lot about sightings. There is the desire to really accelerate. There is, for whatever reason, a strong drive on the part of the government to try to keep a lid on this, and they have lost the battle. I've seen a lot of sighting film that's actually been pulled off of YouTube.
I've seen that too. That's weird, huh?
Again, you know, trying to keep this information from the public as much as possible. You know, which, good luck, it's not going to happen. The other thing, and I want to say this to everyone, as these sightings start really increasing, this does not mean they're going to land on the White House lawn or any place else. I just want everybody to be clear about that. Although you may hear here and there of a landing, but part of this is, you know, all of you are bridges. And, I mean, if you're listening to this show, you're a bridge. You wouldn't be here otherwise.
Mm.
And so a lot of people who are aware of your proclivity, your interest in this phenomena, may begin to come to you with inquiries, you know, the things that they may have discounted in the past that you may have said, or, you know, their awareness that you're of your interest in, they may start coming to you, and don't be surprised about this, because I've always seen this one unfolding, and the team is telling me that this is really going to start happening. My advice to everybody, don't give them more than they're ready to hear. They don't want you to proselytize. Answer their questions lovingly.
Are you talking about ETs?
No, I'm talking about humans.
Okay.
Humans are again, as all of you are bridges, okay? The whole reason that you are a bridge is to assist humanity as this becomes more dominant on the planet.
Oh, I see. What
more public. People are going to come to you and start asking questions. All right? What they may have thought as you being a little different or strange, they're now going to say, you know what, Veronica really knows about this. I need to ask her. And as you go into the grocery store or wherever you may be, the post office, et cetera, people may stop you and say, you know, Veronica, I remember you're involved, or you talked about this in the past, and I thought it was kind of silly, but I'm hearing an awful lot about it. Can you give me some information? So what I'm saying to everyone, be careful how you give the explanations. And don't, it's like a child asking about where babies come from. You never give a child more information than they're ready for, and this is not to put people down and say that they're childlike. When it comes to this subject, there are people who are.
Mm-hmm.
So give them
as
much.
It's easy for them to start getting afraid, too, isn't it?
Overwhelmed and afraid,
right.
Both. So give them as much as they ask for, but don't overwhelm them. If they want to go further, certainly you can recommend books that you may have read or things that you think may be of interest. I always like to go back to Dolores Cannon's books from the very beginning. They're really quite interesting. I always go to The Custodians. That kind of is such a nice bridge book for people. Also, The Girls might be a little... the Zeta books might be a little bit much for them. With Dolores, it's kind of done in an introductory way, so it's not quite so scary. not so matter. Although The Girl, if you feel the inclination to refer them to the Zeta books, do so.
Mm. Yeah, I like those books.
And again, I think this is really important that disseminating the information, that we don't go further than people are ready to hear. Because just as for all of us, as we learned about all of this, we had to integrate it into our own lives. Because it changes your worldview. And that can be very shocking. And it can bring up more questions than answers.
Talk about moving beliefs along, huh?
Absolutely. And how do you fit this into your religious beliefs? How do you fit it into a lot of things? So again, it's just really important to be the bridge and be as elegant of a bridge as you possibly can be. I see this accelerating quite quickly, so I'm kind of preparing people for that. While I still have a mind and can share the information. Okay. And Veronica, I sent along some questions.
Yeah.
You have them?
Yeah, there's some good questions here. Do you need to know, do I say the name of the person who sent
well,
them?
I'm going to go into channel so that the team can address these, because I think it's really important that...
Okay. Perfect.
Let me... One of them is pretty wordy, so if you can just get to the meat of it.
Okay.
Oh, that's fine. But I went ahead and sent those over to you. I had something that I shouldn't have had tonight. You can tell it. I get very phlegmy. Okay, let me go into channel. All right. Calm her mind down so we can come in comfortably. All right. Welcome, everyone. All right, Veronica, you have questions for us.
Yes. This one. Are you aware of the work by Pane Andov, a.k.a. Mr. Astral Walker on YouTube? He talks about a huge wave energy presently moving through the galaxy, which will hit the sun and transform it into a red giant, which in turn will explode into particles, leaving a small core. This huge wave is expected to make the sun expand, hitting on December 23, 2012, and the end of this transformation, March 28, 2013. His work is dedicated to teaching people his knowledge passed down from benevolent ETs. Where through the flower of life during meditation, people can join into groups. And by doing this, he says he would produce a shield which would protect the earth and all its inhabitants. Could the team elaborate on this? I find it very compelling.
Yes. All right. All right, well, first of all right, to all of you dear ones, please be aware that there's going to be a lot of information, and the channel has talked about this, that kind of comes out of left field right now. It's 2012, and a lot of people feel that they're getting very accurate information, as they refer it, coming from benevolent extraterrestrials or non-benevolent, doesn't make any difference. What we want to say to all of you is that anything that is extraordinary, extreme, is not going to happen. Now, this particular prediction is very interesting in that it pulls people in to feel that if they participate, they will actually protect Earth and the inhabitants, and when it doesn't happen, can take credit. And listen to this. Take credit, all right, for saving the Earth and humanity. Now, that's pretty extreme. Very creative, we have to say. Very creative. So we are kind of excited to see how creative these things are coming through. And this is not to put down or negate anyone who's channeling, but we do truly, truly ask them to be very clear about the information that's coming through. Now, we could say to you, well, there are many sources of the way this information is coming in. And it's very easy to blame the extraterrestrials for it, and we would say that's really not fair because you have other things that are interfering as well, some controlled by man, all right? And we're always cautious about how we say that, but there are aspects of your government, this does not include your current president and so on, aspects of your government that are invested in getting information out there that isn't true in order to get people stirred up and to create levels of fear. Now, is the sun going to break apart? We can say to you, absolutely not. But we're going to give you all a very careful warning. The subject of tonight's show, and we thank the person that sent this in, is about losing your mind, which we thought was very funny. In the process that you're all going through right now, moving to a higher level of mind, a higher level of consciousness, please be careful, everyone, as this information filters in, and there's going to be a lot of it that has a lot of drama attached to it. It's kind of being a form of antenna, picking up different wavelengths, all right? So what we're going to say to you is this. No, the incident that is described in this question is not going to occur. We promise you. If we are not going to allow nuclear problems on Earth, do you really think that we're going to allow something like the breaking apart of your sun to occur? And we certainly hope that you understand that that's not a real possibility. All right. Absolutely, positively not a real possibility.
Well,
and all
that's
the
good.
And all the meditation in the world will not save your planet if, in fact, that were to be the case. However, there are people that need to feel that they are making a difference. We hope that they are aware, all right, not to give this to their negative ego. Do you understand what we're saying, Veronica?
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm.
Does this make sense for the listening audience?
I think it does, actually.
All right. Again, we think that this gentleman is very well, or lady, whichever it may be, very well intentioned. However, as with the situation with the ship that was going to come in, the mothership, and all the people going on board for 10 days and bringing their animals and whatnot, that wasn't going to happen either. We're trying to help you all to understand that there is no intention to create shocking events of any type for your planet. It is not in your highest interest, which therefore it is not in ours. Our goal is to help you to evolve, to be able to integrate and to shift and to change in a way, although we know that you're looking at things out in your world and thinking they look pretty scary, what you don't need is more scary things.
Mm-hmm.
There will be attempts, again, by factions of the government to make it appear at some point that there are threats to your planet from off-planet. And we can tell you that is not the case. There is no threat from our side, other than the distortions of people for their own reasons, wanting to convey that information in order to be able to control humans. Please remember this. It's very important that you do.
We have another question which relates to that.
Yes.
Says, how I want to see this myself, see the truth sticking out of this fog of disinformation. Time shifts are accelerating, that's for sure. But are we really going to the end of time as we know it? And she's referencing Terence McKenna's Time Wave Zero Graph. I don't ask this because I'm scared. I rather welcome stepping out of duality, and stepping out here is used not in terms of welcoming death, far from that, but getting to the oneness we're all longing for.
All right. You have plenty of time, dear. Do we have a name for this person?
Yes, Megan.
Megan. All right.
Oh, and one more thing she says here. It's supposed to start around April the 11th, all of this. Snowball cascading effect of time wave zero. Mm-hmm.
Again, the information that people are disseminating, all right, tends to have a bit of a sensationalism around it. Are you moving to a point, all right, whether Greg Braden calls it zero point, everybody has a different name for it, a different... Yes. Is it going to happen overnight? Absolutely not. Is it going to change your day-to-day life? Little things, yes. The most important thing that all of you can focus on, the most important thing, is to get healed. All right? To heal your beliefs, to heal your attitude, to watch, we've been saying this a long time, your intentions. Use the energy, the shortening up of time and space, to recognize your ability to create quickly out of what you would call chaos energy. Which means everything happening kind of feeling as though it's all happening at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to be floating around with this total sense of oneness real soon? No. Will you have moments of it? Yes. Flickering moments of it. Some of you may get there faster than others, but it's not going to happen overnight. Our goal is to help all of you learn how to respond to your reality. Learn how to be in dominion with your reality. Learn how to create within what you perceive to be a very limited structure. And understand something that's been taught for a very long time, generating from quantum physics, that you are functioning in an illusion. This is the most difficult one for everyone to understand. That spins out of your mind. Your mind, Megan. Your mind, Veronica. The channel's mind. And appears to be real, holographic. What you're going to see more and more of is subjective reality. What is true for one person is not going to necessarily be true for another at all. And you're going to start noticing it in conversations.
But that sounds like it works directly against the whole principle of oneness, doesn't it?
The principle of oneness, Veronica, is a very large principle that the entire universe is working on right now. A return to oneness.
Mm-hmm.
That's not going to happen overnight. We promise you. All right. No, yes. Well, again, fantasy would have you believe, because you all watch movies and different things and you hear all this wonderful information, that on December so-and-so in 2012, and you're going to wake up 3 days later and everything will be different. No, it won't. You're still you. It still requires that you do your work, every one of you. It's your responsibility. We can join you co-creatively. We hear all the time, why don't you land? Why don't you come fix everything? Because you've asked us not to, as a collective energy. You've asked us not to. Which is why you're on planet Earth. To participate. To see the end of this grand experiment. In a way that's never been done before. In a way that's never been done before on any planet. It's a very exciting time. You're all wanting to run across the finish line. There, I did it, it's over. Oh, don't do that to yourselves, people. You know, we could use this very trite statement, which is enjoy the journey, and we do mean it, and you may take it as being very trite, but it's not. There are many people that all of you will help and teach. There's much to be done on your planet. There are many stories about how it's all going to happen. But you're not going to take a whole segment of the population and awaken them overnight. And this is a global situation. It's not only your country. It's global, people. There's a lot that has to happen. First of all, you all need to learn to get along. Get back to us when you've got that figured out.
That might take a while.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, at the rate you're going, it may take some form of crisis to get you to pull together. We hope not. We hope not. For elements of the government that have talked about wanting to create some phantom threat from off-planet, what they don't realize is the backlash of that will be to pull humanity together. It's not true. We promise you. It's absolutely not true. Look at what happened at 9/11. The most united you've been as a country right after 9/11. How many flags did you see flying on cars? On front lawns and windows. Would you agree, Veronica?
Yes, that's true. Mm-hmm. Looking for common enemy, really, huh?
Yes, it was a common enemy. And that often can pull people together. We don't want to see that happen.
Mm-mm.
So, you're still going to have the ooh, the ah, and the suspense. We promise you. How much of it you have is going to be up to you. This is why we say, get healed, you. You, all of you.
Can I ask you this, that as the frequencies change and time goes faster, there's all this breakup going on of like big systems and so on. And one of the questions that I have to ask you here is about bipolar disease, and it occurs to me that as these frequencies move up, mental health is being changed. It's not as stable, is it? It's like
it's
a complication. Yeah. So instead of just being evolution, it's kind of breakup even in individuals, right?
Well, you have several things going on with some of these problems, bipolarism being one. Part of it is food.
Mm-hmm.
Your foods, all right, have been a major problem for many people, especially those who are very sensitive.
Mm-hmm.
All right. The other, and especially in childhood, all right, also inoculation. Some of these young people that have come in very high frequency and they get these inoculations, they can't handle those denser frequencies. It does affect the brain.
Mm-hmm.
Now, can it be caused by frequency overall? Yes. Remember that you're a species in evolution. It is not a perfect science. We want you to understand that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You've had a lot of ADD, ADHD, again, food-related, trauma-related, higher-frequency children coming in. And we don't care if they're 30 today. It doesn't make any, or 40. It doesn't make any difference.
So if you have trauma and the frequencies are going up, it can create...
Absolutely. Absolutely. The channel has a whole family of ADHD and ADD.
Mm-hmm.
All right. A whole family. And it's very humorous to watch them in the same room, because everybody's going a different direction with the things they're talking about. However, they've learned to manage with it. They also can do multiple things at the same time, or at least you used to be able to, not now, but there was a time. But the children can, and the grandchildren. So, there are going to be some coming in that have not been able to handle the frequencies, and again, very sensitive. A lot of the star beings that have come in planned on things being different, but were not able to handle the emotional traumas, and it did affect their brain chemistry.
Is that permanent, do you think?
It can be, yeah. It can be, unless they receive a lot of healing, a lot of healing.
Well, I would like to add this question because it's from Marilyn, but it's about this subject. Can I read that question
yes,
to you?
Yes, of course.
Okay. So she's saying regarding bipolar disease in an individual, they explain that it's an inherited disease from one of the parents, but is there more of an underlying cause? And you've partly answered this. And she says, when a person displays bipolar, it seems that the person is living in different dimensions, is similar to another mental illness, schizophrenic. What do you say about that?
All right.
And she says that she's living with someone who has this disease, and she feels that the medications don't remove the problems. They just calm the person down.
That's correct. They have not yet been successful in removing this problem.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a problem that can be treated medically. All right, all they can do is calm it down. The same thing with ADD and ADHD. They've not been able to cure it. All they can do is try to calm down the brain frequency and the nervous system.
And sometimes can do it with food, right?
Well, again, food, very, very important. A lot of people who have these problems do not understand the importance of food.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, we're going to explain this in a way, her comment about schizophrenia. All right. Well, we want to clarify that schizophrenia is not necessarily, although it can be, this is our caveat on this, it can be. Many channels, if you tested them, can test out schizophrenic because, in fact, they're in multiple dimensions. All right.
But you can often choose to do it rather than just have it done.
Well,
for
of
you.
Course, of course, of course. Now, along with schizophrenia comes very aggressive behavior, comes a lot of messages that can be very destructive. All right. So now you get into a different kind of brain problem. So in her question, it was something to the effect that they were, you know, out of body in different places. Not necessarily. Not necessarily. With bipolarism, we would not say necessarily that they are in different places. We will say that the frequencies that they operate in, they have a great deal of difficulty managing the frequency.
Mm-hmm.
And they're moving far too fast for them to be comfortable. People who are bipolar, who go through extreme emotional extremes, very high, very low, very high, very low. All right, again, a lot of it can be helped with food. Are they really out of body? No. Now let's move to Alzheimer's, because that's a totally different thing. With Alzheimer's, they are out of body. With dementia, they are out of body. They pop in occasionally. Primarily out of body. There's a difference.
But their circuitry's not working, right?
The circuitry in the bipolarism, the schizophrenia, it is not working.
Mm.
All right. Can it be helped with food? To a degree, yes. To a degree, yes. Especially for ADD and ADHD, we always prefer to see people work with food more than anything else because these, especially with these children, they're incredibly sensitive. Highly intelligent. The majority of them are highly intelligent. These are not silly, stupid kids. But their ability to focus is challenged. Bipolarism is more on the emotional scale. ADHD is more brain function. So you have emotional over here, of brain function with ADHD and ADD. Does that all make sense?
Yes, it does. Do you know what the Diksha is?
No, we're sorry. We don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. You know how gurus make a transmission to lift people's frequencies? And there's a system going on called oneness these days where people are passing on the guru's transmission through the brain, and they're showing huge changes in people's brain capacity. I just wondered if you knew about that.
No, we are not aware of that.
It's very healing, I think.
Well, again, you know, are we talking about testimony? Are they doing brain scans? You tell us.
They're doing brain scans and seeing that people's brains actually change, which they do with long-term meditation as well, as you know. But these are very definitely having a huge impact on people, and they're aiming for, 70,000 people in the world to get a tipping point, you know. So I think it's
where is this originating out of?
Out of India, Bhagavan and Amma and the Oneness University out of India. And it's all over North America now.
All right, yes. Well, and this is a group situation. It is not just this guru doing it.
No, it's a huge... It's you take it and pass it on, and many, many, many people are training.
All right. Yeah. So what they're doing is connecting into a collective consciousness, a sub-collective.
Yes.
That is raising their frequency because everyone is vibrating at a higher level.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Ultimately, that's what's going to happen to your planet.
Yay!
All right, if that's the reason you brought it up, the answer is that.
Well, I think it could help these children too, couldn't it?
Again, it's very difficult to take a child, all right, who has bipolarism or ADHD and ADD to be able to slow down long enough to be able to meditate, understand, and connect into the energy and frequency.
Right.
All right. There will be discoveries. There will be discoveries on your planet that will be of assistance. Primarily, and we would say to people, the more that people focus on this as a problem, and these children really are trying to change the status quo in the school system. They don't fit. They've come to rebel, to break down systems. To break down systems. Very difficult for them to take medication. Talking about one of the people that sent the question. For them to take medication. That's not really what they came to do. They're looking to change systems.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
Because your school systems cannot, and there's more and more of them, they're having now to make allowances. These children are not going to be the square pegs in the round holes any longer. So what's going to change? The children aren't going to change. It's got to be the system. Which is interesting at this timing since these systems are so underfunded.
Mm.
Tremendously underfunded. Now, the other thing that we would suggest is that people learn to treat these young people with greater respect, to go back to the books that are available out there. In terms of treating, especially the indigos, more indigos tend to be ADHD and ADD. And some of them also bipolar, as it related to the question. Some of them bipolar can graduate into bipolarism. If not treated properly, if the people aren't doing, again, food, very important for these people, what they're taking into their bodies. And especially in your country, the fast food mecca, the food additive mecca the sugar mecca. Taking in many food additives that cannot be broken down in the system. When you take these children, you take them out onto a farm or whatever, and you take them to something where they can relate, all right? And you serve them good, healthy food without additives. It's amazing how much they calm down, especially if you put them with animals. So they are, in a way, teachers for your planet. Teachers. Very important to learn to treat them with respect. There are great books out there about dealing with indigo and crystal children. They need to be treated differently. When they are, in a good way now, in a good way, with more respect. You do this because I told you so, won't work with these children. They're not conformers. Any of them.
And they're suspicious of authority that doesn't tell the truth, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely. Again, they're here to break down systems. Mm-hmm. They're very sensitive to systems that are being operated and run with outdated rules that make no sense. That make no sense and make no allowance for their special needs in terms of learning. You're going to see more of it. There are some very active people as it relates also to inoculation. This is going to be something that's going to become very prevalent on your planet. It will be the mothers that rise up on these issues. That's what we're counting on.
So many people just don't believe it has any impact at all.
Well, again, you're an evolving species.
Mm-hmm.
The more your DNA carries extraterrestrial genetics, the less able it is to handle these inoculations. They're poison. You understand?
Yes. I was just sort of chuckling because you don't hear that on national television.
Hear what, dear?
that the more extraterrestrial DNA we have, the less we can handle that.
It's the absolute truth. It's the less that you can have, the less you can handle the food additives, the less you can handle the inoculations.
Right.
The less you can handle violence. Screaming, yelling.
Mm.
Yes. And yet many of these children are drawn to violent types of video games and things. But they're looking for ways to act out the anger that they feel at being victims of these things that are not good for them. They don't understand it consciously. All right, now, any other questions, dear?
I don't think we have time now. We don't have any questions left, although I could ask you a bunch more, but it's time for us to say goodnight, probably.
All right. All right. Veronica, you go ahead and talk about your show.
Paradigm Shifters is on Tuesday night, and frankly, I'm not sure who's coming up next. So stay tuned, and we'll let you know. It'll be 8 o'clock Tuesday night, and we always talk to somebody interesting who's on the cutting edge there. And I have a few people in the wings. And 7 o'clock on Thursday night, it'll be Radiance by Design, and we were talking about oneness and empathy and beliefs and evolution tonight.
All right, good. All right, we want to take a moment. And Veronica, how many minutes do we have?
Probably two, eh?
All right. Moving into higher mind, you're going to see yourself being able to deal with situations that may have bothered you in the past from a much higher perspective. Finding yourself to be more compassionate, more understanding. This is when you know that you're spending more time in higher mind, even if it feels like flickering moments. In higher mind, right, with time and space shortening up, your attention and intention becomes critical. Critical. Because manifestation is going to be so fast. So we encourage all of you to watch where you put your intention, or attention and intention right now. It's very important. We cannot emphasize this one enough. Focus on what you choose to create, not on what you think is wrong and bad, please. Fuel the positive, not the negative. Fuel the positive, not the negative. If you can see from our perspective, the more that you fuel the positive, the faster you shift in alignment to a parallel reality that reflects back to you. That positive focus. When you shift to a negative, you then move to a different parallel reality where that negative is more prevalent. You're going to begin to understand how this works more and more every time we talk to you a little bit more and a little bit more about it. When people talk to you about negative things, send magic, send light, send love. Start owning your magic, people. It's what you came here to do. We'd like to work with you tonight. If you are willing, if you are willing, on claiming more of your magic, you're going to need it, people, as time and space continues to shorten up, and as manifestations come in quicker and quicker and more quickly and more quickly, you're going to love using it, reclaiming it, and using it in the most positive of ways. If you call us in, dear team, I'd love to work with you tonight. I'm ready to really use my magic and use discernment in where I put my attention and intention. Remember that we love each and every one of you so very, very much. It is a joy for us to spend time with you, to share these moments, which is all day, huh? And Veronica, to be with you as well.
Thank you, to be with you.
Until we speak with all of you again in this format, know that we love you, dear one. And you are safe. Namaste.
Namaste. Night, everyone.